dies when moral anarchy takes over.
What can a random lucky dip into the BBC's 100-year archive tell us about Britain's history and who we are now?
Would you know what to do if you heard siren sound?
I'm Greg Jenner. I'm a historian, and in my new series, my guests and I try to join the dots between the past and the present.
It's quite hard to overestimate how influential it was.
What do we think are our most important things that we have to hold on to?
Past Forward, a century of sound, starts next Monday to Friday at 1:45 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Well, time now on Radio 4 to welcome back the Wall of Crisps, the Cardocel, and that super soaker that always sits in the window. Courtesy of Ramesh, Dave, Alok, Sanjay and the gang, it's the Corner Shop Comedy.
Bags, Mags and Bags. Written by Sanjeev Kohli and Donald McCready. Episode 1. Hamster Gamut.
Where have you been, Dave? I was about to send out a search party.
I've been up the cash and carry rammers. I've not been in the toilet.
I know you haven't. I was in there. You weren't there, I would have noticed.
So why did you say that then?
Say what?
I was about to send out a search party. At Schumerus Restaurant Toilet Chat.
Oh, you're right. Yes, yes, yes. I was about to send out a search party because, you know, you're under this thing ban for so very long. Yes, like, did you fall in?
It is the human.
I'll take your word for it.
So what took you so, Janice?
Excuse me?
Janice Long. I'm asking you what took you so long.
Oh, right. I couldn't get parts, Rammers. The rascal's 100 yards away.
Oh, yes. The waxworks effect, yes.
Aye. Lindsay's first brown sign.
Oh, yes. The Lindsay House of Wax has been an unmitigated, this thing, success.
Here, Rammers. I don't want to get your hopes up.
Dixon. Dixon. Barbara Dixon. There's going to be Wax Dixon.
That's the chat. Nothing concrete. But I have it on good authority.
BarbaraDixon.com.
Indeed. And saying that, though, they swore blind she was going to be the new M in James Bond.
Oh, but she wasn't, was she?
No, it's Jan Leeming.
Oh, well, we'll just have to keep our V-netter dry vis-a-vis Vax Dixon.
I just like saying Wax Dixon.
I know, it's a lot of fun, eh? Vax Dixon.
Wax Dixon.
Vax Dixon.
Wax Dixon.
Vax Dixon.
Wax Dixon? How did I miss that? I did see a big perm, but I thought that was B.A. Robertson.
It was Robertson, your bishopness. There's no Dixon. Well, not yet, anyway.
Well, that seems a glaring omission to me, that, like, you know, the Bible without that cheeky fella that cuts about in a donkey and kicks the tables over.
So, Bishop, you have witnessed the Lindsay House of Wax at first chew. What is the bishop verdict?
It's A1 Steel and Usher's uniform, or, you know, just buy a ticket. Have you not been yet, boys? I thought you'd have been first in for a brown sign.
Ah, we've been too busy, Padre. Lindsay's been full of wax enthusiasts from around the globe, and we're the ones keeping them fed and watered after their wax fix.
Oh, it's absolutely brilliant. I splashed out in a season ticket from the old roof fund. Did I say roof fund? Sir, I mean my old personal savings account. Bishops have expenses too, you know, we're not robots. I'll be buying a jar of Dalmio in a minute. And what would a robot do with that?
Season ticket? Really? Multiple entry scenario? It justifies this?
Oh, it's absolutely brilliant. I was like everyone around here. I thought it would be absolutely brutal. Britain can't do theme parks, not like the Yanks.
Aye, the Yanks. They've got it nailed down, the Yanks.
We were wrong. Ask me who I shook hands with today. Go on, ask me.
Who did you shake hands with today, Bishop?
Okay, well, let's see, shall we? B.A. Robertson? Lulu? Rod Stewart? Proclaimers? Left and right?
I don't like the left one.
Gavin Hastings? Smeato? Susan Boyle? Frankie Boyle? Jimmy Boyle?
They've got a Boyle enclosure.
Yeah, and Danny Boyle?
He's not Scottish.
Yes, but he directed Trainspotting. Basically, it's any celebrity with a spittle-thin connection to Scotland. So that includes your Idi Amin, your Elvis.
Oh, yeah, press me here, but never shut up about Idi Amin.
Yes, and Rudolph Hess, and Gerard Butler.
Oh, Butler! So the sausage-fingered ladies' man has been immortalised in an effigy, has he?
No, I mean the real Gerard Butler. He was there visiting, you know. I actually shook his actual hand. And you're not wrong, Ray, the sausageness of the fingers. More like a bunch of bananas, really. Made me quite peckish, I'm honest. I'll be taking some of those foam bananas in a minute.
You'll be buying them, your bishopness.
Oh, you're a hard nut to crack.
So what was Butler like then, you know, beyond his cricket glove hands?
A nice fella, no airs and graces, brought his mum along. Lovely lady. He didn't even seem that bothered that he hadn't been immortalised in wax. I mean, me personally, if I'd done 2 films with Jennifer Aniston and then not been immortalised in wax, I would have kicked over one of the Outlander lads.
So I take it that the Lindsay House of Wax gets 2 thumbs fresh from the bish?
Oh yes, as good a wax experience as I've ever had. The full gamut of humanity. Newsreaders, pop stars, film stars and Nazis.
Now that is a full day out.
Truth accepted. Oh, it's yourself. Lads, this is Elizabeth Birkett.
Oh, any relation to, you know, Mrs. Birkett?
Oh, so all the Birketts in the world are related now, are they? Don't be assumptions.
Oh, sorry.
They're sisters, actually.
Right. We've not seen you around.
Well, I emigrated, didn't I? To Muir End. Haven't been back to Lens in ages.
So you are back for keepsies?
Not in your skelling early. I'm just here looking after the bishop while Phyllis is away.
Oh, that's right, yes. She's gone to Lourdes, hasn't she? Yes, with her varicose veins. She wants to play them away.
Is that what she told you? She's actually stalking John Craven. She got his address off Mum's net, and she's handcuffed herself to his Suntrap conservatory.
Craven's got a Suntrap conservatory? Well, to be fair, he's earned it.
Yes. Well, nice to meet you, Elizabeth.
Is it indeed? I don't suppose you sell Twixes.
Well, we do sell Twixes, yes, but we are sold out.
What in the name of the wee man?
Aye, lovely couple from Hong Kong. They'd never had a Twix before, and they were still buzzing from shaking Sheena Easton's hand.
You sold your last Twix to an incomer. You should have had the common decency to sell it to a local person that actually lives here.
Do you mean you, Elizabeth?
Of course I mean me. Do I detect sarcasm? Oh, I know all about you, Dave Legg. Phyllis has filled me in. Don't you dare get lippy with me. I know all about your shed full of nude books.
Hooft, Leisure Publications.
Right. Well, I hadn't planned to splash out in a ruffle bar, but I suppose I'll just have to splash out in a ruffle bar.
Ah, no ruffle bars left.
Lovely lady from Gdansk.
In the name of the wee man.
So, Klaus, wasn't it?
Yeah. You are in the having of a good memory, yeah?
So, did you enjoy our House of Wax?
Oh, yeah. Me and my life partner are big fans of Vet. And we were much in the excitement to be in the meeting of Wax Pello.
Wait a minute, Klaus. Did you just say wet?
I did.
I don't want to be a correcting Susan or anything, but they were actually called Wet.
Yeah, but there were four members of the pop group combination. Me and Gunther, my life partner, are not in the accepting of this. Four members, four vets. Each member is to be in the allocation of a vet.
And can you fault the logic?
So, that is a packet of Chicken Ninjas, Dairy Lunchables, Ham Variety, and a Curly Wurly.
Yeah. We are not in the having of this in Germany. The lattice structure of the Curly Wurly is inefficient, but it does place me in the remembering of the abstract works of Escher.
Oh, thanks, Klaus. That's been bugging me for years, that. Escher.
Yes. £3.51, please.
Oh, and can I have some of these bananas of form?
Oh, did you meet Gerard Butler as well?
Yeah, very nice man. His mother was nice also, this I am thinking. Congratulations on the niceness of the lady.
Sanjay.
What is it?
Cash and carry run, son. We're clean out of form bananas.
Sick! Why can't Dave go? I'm going to the waxworks with Grebo.
Oh, I wouldn't have thought the wax effigies would be on your radar.
They're not. It's pure granified. Me and Grebo are going to glue ourselves to the Bay City Rollers and pure film it.
Why?
Duh, for the likes. It's 2020, you pure forgotten Ugg boot under a bed with all dust in it and a bus ticket.
Yes, well, you can glue yourself to effigies of Scottish pop icons when your chores are done. Form bananas first, all prems to the pump.
Sick! Is pure Hitler in here?
Sanjay, there was a German man just in here.
Germans pure hate Hitler too?
Hello, Hilly.
Hello, Hilly.
I haven't got time to say hello, Dave, and hello, Ramesh. I need a Calippo, stat.
Help yourself.
Oh, that's better. Oh, I'm parched.
You do seem quite parched there, Hilly.
I know, I am. I've just had to carry a massive bag of kibble from three streets away. I couldn't get parked.
Yes, the Lindsay House of Wax effect does have its downsides, but the footfall makes up for it.
What footfall?
Oh, it's been like Fingal's Lounge in here, Hilly.
Well, I don't know what Fingal's Lounge is, so you'll have to unpack that for me.
Oh, I don't really know either. It's something my dad used to say. It's like Fingal's Lounge in here, he would shout in his underpants. What I'm saying is, we've been busy.
Yes, Korean family in earlier. Decimated the Mr. Kipling franchise. Also bought cheese and onion tractors and foam bananas.
Lovely Swedish man bought a bunch of copper soups, a comb, a rain hood and some foam bananas.
And the lady from Kirkintilloch bought corn plasters. She'd walked all the way from Kirkintilloch to see the Vec Sheena Easton. She also bought foam bananas.
Place has been going like Fingal's Lounge, Hilly.
Well, my shop's not been busy. Well, it has been busy, but they're not buying anything. They just go up. They don't buy anything, these foreigners.
Oh!
I'm not being racist. I watched Desmond's on More 4. Pork pie and yeah, man were my two favourite catchphrases. No, what I'm saying is, if people are coming here from other countries to see Claire Bloody Grogan, they can't go up the road with a hamster, can they?
Oh, right. I never thought about that.
No, I bet you didn't. Meanwhile, none of my regulars can get parked, so they're not buying hamsters either.
How regularly do your customers buy hamsters, Hilly?
It's not just hamsters, Dave. It's the whole hamster gamut. It's hamster wheels, it's hamster bells, it's hamster bedding, it's hamster schmackos. It's a hamster castle Grayskull fort with a working drawbridge. Although, to be fair, I've had that for 20 years now. The turrets are all nibbled.
Hello, Bra Jeff.
Hello, Bra.
I haven't got time to say hello, Ramesh, and hello, Dave, etc. I'm here to demand two things, etc. Second thing first, right? I demand that you call a meeting of the Lindsay Local Retailers Trading Association, and I demand a calipo.
Calipo.
I hereby call this meeting of LRTA to order.
Good. I'll get straight to the point, etc. I can't sell bras.
Probably shouldn't have opened a bra shop then. What? It's Bants. I'm at a grieve party. Grieve parties are allowed to do Bants.
I'm not in the market for Bants. In the same way that the wax oglers don't seem to be in the market for bras and susses and that, etc. And none of my regulars can get parked. I've not sold a brass in Shrove Tuesday, etc.
What is a Shrove? Does it have gluten in it? I can't have gluten.
Change the record, Hilly.
He doesn't know.
Right, who's doing the minutes?
Me, Alok. It's always me.
Right, well, add me to the minutes. Alok Maju.
In what capacity?
LRTA. Say hello to Lindsay's new international brand manager, i.e. me.
Hello.
Hello, etc.
Hello.
Hello. So what exactly does this involve?
Well, I'm an Imagineer. I'm a blue sky thinker, an ideas trampoline, a concept funnel.
I'll ask you again.
Well, I've been brought on by Lindsay's top brass to manage Lindsay's brown sign boom.
Have you, etc.? Have you indeed? Well, it's not been a boom for me.
Hold on, it's not been a boom for me first, Mr. Man. Why are women always ignored?
Is that a new scarf, Alok?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Oofed.
Any word on the wax, Dixon?
Well, all I can say is watch this space, Stavers.
Does that mean you don't know, son?
Yes.
Never mind your waxworks. Waxworks are neither here nor bra. I'm suffering here. Bra sales are down, tights are down, etc. You need to build a wax car park, etc. We just don't seem to be reaping the benefits of Lindsay's wax boom.
What he said, but with budges and that.
Well, that's why I'm here. I've had my finger to the ear. I've heard the rumblings on Mumsnet.
That was me, Mrs. Bumgarden 2000.
Mumsnet? You're not a mum.
They don't check.
And Bumgarden, that's rude.
It's not rude. It's my mum's maiden name. It's also my Gmail password. Oh, what a giveaway, etc. It is up from the minutes, Dave.
Way ahead of you.
Anyway, got this one's attention.
You certainly did, brah. And you're not alone. But I have the answer. Synergy.
What? That Claudia Winkleman hair conditioner, how's that going to solve anything?
The anti-dandruff one clearly hasn't helped you, Mr. Man.
Oofed.
No, Synergy, the concept. You know, the actual thing.
Synergy is a thing. It's got green tea and mint in it. Bit nippy in the old Charlie Mingus.
Look, I'm talking about retail synergy. We can all jump on the brown sign wax wave if we box intelligent.
I feel sick.
Alok, this is not a TED talk. You're going to have to set it out in layman's shoes.
Okay, I'll unpack my virtual stall ideas-wise. Straight talking, no BS. Practical solutions for a practical world.
I think I'm going to be sick as well.
Just tell us the thing, etc.
Right. Dad, where can I plug in my MacBook Blade? Need to set up for my PowerPoint presentation.
Oh,
no!
Dave, look at Lindsay, huh? It is the busy. I've never known it to be so the busy.
Aye, it's like Fingal's Lounge still. I thought it would die down after a couple of days, but that's been 2 weeks. And if anything, it's getting busier. It's even busier than that time Jeff Capes came to open the new Scotmid.
Oh, Capes, remember that, huh? He lifted a barbell in the shopping centre. Only it didn't have weights on it, it had various ladies. Oh, it was very entertaining.
Ramesh, Dave.
Hello, Bra. Alok.
Hi, Dad.
Hello, and welcome to Bras, etc. Lindsay's prime purveyor of bras and susses and that. Please fight your way through the hordes if you can, etc.
There aren't any hordes, Jeff.
I know, etc. I'm employing sarcasm, etc. Did that not come across in my voice, on my face, etc.?
Not really.
Well, I am. This bra mongers is dead. I haven't munged a bra in 2 weeks, and it's your fault a lot.
Sorry, I thought my synergic marketing strategy was solid gold.
Well, it's not. Who did you think was going to buy Kenny Dalglish crotchless panties?
What? Kenny Dalglish what?
I just thought that we could channel the waxy zeitgeist.
Whitegeist, sorry.
And spread some of the goodness of the celebrity waxworks to Jeff's range of erotica.
Aye, but son, Kenny Dalglish crotchless panties. Dalglish has got too much gravitas for a panty. Crisps, maybe. Stationary, possibly. Flat screen tellies, almost certainly. But panties... Not in my name, Mr. Blair.
Or mine, etc.
You don't understand. Marketing is all about subverting expectations. No one was expecting Kenny Dalglish crotchless panties, or Gordon Brown edible tights, or a B.A. Robertson sexy negligee.
Indeed. And the Russ King MBE love eggs haven't exactly flown off the shelves.
Idiot.
Five alive, I can't unsee that.
Give it time. It's a radical strategy. It needs time to catch fire.
Oh, here he is, with his pointy shoes and his fruity gel and his rotten ideas. Answer me this, Mr. Man. How am I supposed to shift 200 packets of Molly Weir's pig's ears?
It rhymes. Celebrity endorsement and a catchy earworm. About actual ears. Perfect synergy.
Well, I've sold precisely none. I also haven't sold any Jim Kerr cat flaps, Laura Koonsberg budgie bells, Donald Dewar flea collars, or Muriel Grey cat litter.
Again, synergy. Cat litter is grey.
Muriel Grey isn't grey. She's lively and sparky. It's sending mixed messages.
Ooh, everyone's here. And I'm in a bra shop of all places.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Yes, very good, Ramesh. Hello, everyone. My name is Elizabeth Birkett. You may know me better as Phyllis Birkett's sister.
Oh, come now. Her sister, surely.
Crashing on, I represent a group of concerned citizens, and I need your support.
Can you do this later? We're in the middle of something here.
Hilly Bjurdine, isn't it? Yes. Well, I know exactly why you're so spiky digestives. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you haven't sold so much as a bag of birdseed.
Jimmy Somerville birdseed, actually.
Since Shrove Tuesday, I dare say.
Jimmy Somerville birdseed? I would actually buy that.
No, you would not, you vast towering imbecile. No one would. Not even the other one out of Erasure.
Communards, actually.
Oh, yes. Trying to shut me down, are you?
I wasn't actually trying to shut you down.
You're doing it again. Why? I have to wonder. Could it be because you are the only one that's thriving in the wave of wax incomers? Meanwhile, the rest of us are fighting through the hordes, unable to park.
You don't have a car.
Shut your word hole. Well... this waxworks has opened the floodgates, and we are swamped. So what I say is this. Let me just rotate my placard here, so you can get the full effect. Oh, it was heavy. And yes, I have used a glitter gun. Lindsay is full up. Turn your backs on the waxworks.
You want to shut down the waxworks?
That's exactly what I want to do. I'm organising a demo. Tomorrow morning... take back control. I put the word out on Mum's net. It's going to be huge. Who's with me?
I'm with you.
Jeff.
Sorry, Rammers. I'm angry, etc. And I'm confused, etc. And she's the only one with a simple solution, etc.
I'm with you.
Oh, not you as well, Hilly.
Sorry, Ramesh. I'm on my arse here, and I need someone to blame so I can feel, you know, slightly better in the short term.
The wax works then. 9 a.m. sharp. And bring a bottle of water, a Freddo, and an unpeeled banana. It's going to be a long day.
I'm actually out of Freddos. Lovely lady from Albuquerque.
Oh.
Have to say, Ramesh, loving these wax effigies. That's the best wax connery I've ever seen. Ah, which waxwork's hiding under that velvet sheet, do you think?
Oh, you don't suppose it's...
What do we want?
Very nice.
Is it just the three of us, Elizabeth?
You're supposed to shout out. It's call and response. You know, like Lenny Mercury's at Live Aid.
Ah, right you are.
OK.
What do we want?
No!
We haven't actually specifically nipulated what we want.
Do you mean stipulated?
Yes, but I can't say nipulated.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Do I have to do everything? I made the placard. I managed to put a staple into the heel of my hand. It was very sore. Right. I shout, what do we want? And you shout, Lindsay for Lensidence.
I'm not actually on board with that, Elizabeth.
And I'm not even from Lindsay.
It's okay, Hilly. You're one of the good ones. You've made an effort to integrate, and your cooking doesn't smell too much.
I don't think I'm on board with this either.
Do you want this waxwork shut or not?
Well, yes.
Yes, etc. Is that Gavin Hastings?
Are you with me or not?
I suppose.
Yeah.
Good.
What do we want? Lensy for Lensidence. When do we want it? Go! Everybody, what do we want?
Lindsay for Lensidence.
When do we want it?
Now,
that is Gavin Hastings.
It is? Oh, I tell you what, they've really captured his bulk and his magnificent thighs. In my name, Mr. Blair.
Oh, Gavin Hastings. What a magnificent figure of a man. Actually has the look of him. Those lazy bedroom eyes and, you know, rugby legs. Oh, we've gone off message here. We're supposed to be wax haters.
Oh, we hate the wax and we hate the wax. We hate the wax and we hate the wax. We hate the wax and we hate the wax. We are the wax
haters.
Oh, look, it's Brian Cox.
Which one? Science Brian or Hannibal Brian?
Both. They're shaking hands next to a big wax solar system.
So they are. That's a lovely touch. Oh, that's me just imagining their conversation.
Hello, I'm Brian Cox.
Oh, are you? Because I'm also Brian Cox.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Well, you can't exactly have a demo with three people, can you?
Two people, actually.
Sorry?
I've changed my mind. I quite like the House of Wax.
So do I, etc. You're on your own, Elizabeth.
Dirty, filthy cowards. Well, I don't need you. You rotten pair of...
What do we want?
Scottish waxworks.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Scottish waxworks.
When do we want it?
Now.
Yes, that's more like it.
Are you Prosecco Bake Off 99?
Yes. Well, that's my mum's net handle. You can call me Elizabeth.
Nice to meet you. I'm Angusina. Angusina Comer.
Angusina Comer?
I know. It's serious.
It looks that way. This is quite the mob.
Yes. I'm head of the PLO. The Patriotic Lensidence Organisation. We believe in Scottish landmarks for Scottish people. Am I right? And we've heard that some of these waxworks are incomers.
Excellent placards, Angusina. Very accomplished. But that actually isn't the thrust of the demo.
Is that Brian Cox?
I believe so.
He's not Scottish.
He is. He's from Dundee.
Not that one. The other one. The science one. Get him!
Get Cox, get Cox, get Cox, get Cox!
Oh, no! Does it turn ugly? What are they doing?
Oh, no! They've beheaded Brian Cox. Ah, it's the wrong one, lads. It's the one with the teeth and the Mr. Spock hair you're after.
Don't have them, Dave.
Go Cox!
Pull the head off the other Cox!
Oh, look, the velvet sheets come off that waxworks.
It's her! It's Barbara Dixon!
Barbara Dixon!
Oh, before my very eyes!
The third Ronnie.
It's spectacular!
It's like she's in the room, etc.
Enough of this gibberish! Come on, yous! We've got Rod Stewart to melt down!
Help Rod Stewart.
Enough! Stop this melting! Look to the Wax Dixon.
Ah, shut up!
No, you shut up. Look at the Wax Dixon, huh? What would Wax Dixon say?
I don't know. January, February? Caravan?
No. She would say, and I'm not doing the voice, she would say, this is not the Scotland I know. The Scotland I know is welcoming to everyone. As far as I'm concerned, anyone that steps over that border is Scottish in my eyes. This beautiful town of Lenzie has been tainted with the ugly spectre of small-mindedness because some people have a problem with the rich diversity that makes Scotland the best small to medium nation concern in the world. And now, I stand here in this beautiful house of wax to be confronted by the sight of a baying, hateful mob holding the head of Brian Cox in one hand and the head of Brian Cox in the other. Well, this is not the Scotland that Barbara Dixon loves. The Scotland that Barbara Dixon loves has all colours and creeds working together in harmony.
Shite!
What do you mean?
That's just words. That doesn't work in the real world.
Angusina, isn't it?
Yes.
Hmm. Are you aware of Barbara's work, Angusina?
Of course I am. She's Scottish.
So, what was her biggest hit?
I know him so well. It was the first dance at my wedding.
Right. And who sang that?
Barbara Dixon.
Yes. Barbara Dixon and...
Elaine Page?
Exactly. Elaine Page from England. You see? Barbara Dixon and Elaine Page. Ebony and ivory. Except, you know, with countries. Is that a compelling enough metaphor for everyone?
Yes.
Sorry, Vex Dixon can't hear you.
Yes.
Good. Yes. And I tell you something else Barbara would say. She would say that whenever she is in the Lenzie catchment, she always stocks up on her bras and sussies and that from Lenzie's best bra mongers, bras, etc.
Oh, thanks, Barbara.
Yes, and don't forget to buy your hamsters and your hamster kibble and your hamster wheels and indeed your entire hamster gamut from Lenzie's best pet shop, Pause for Thought.
Yes, although it's not all hamsters.
No, it's not all hamsters.
Yeah, I think Barbara should give us a song, Rammers.
I don't think she's equipped to sing, Jeff. I mean, she is incredibly lifelike, but this is not Jurassic World.
Give us a song!
Oh, very well. Dave, do you want to be Elaine or do you want to be Barbara?
Do you really have to ask?
Looking back,
I could have played it so differently. Learned about the man before I fell.
But I was ever so much younger. Now at least I know him well.
Oh, wasn't it good?
Oh, so good!
Wasn't it fun?
Oh, so fun!
Bags, Mags and Bags with Ramesh, played by Sanjeev Kohli, Dave by Donald McCleary, Sanjay by Omar Raza, Alok by Sushil Kumar, Bishop Briggs by Michael Redmond, Hilly by Kate Brailsford, Finn Elizabeth by Maureen Carr, Angusina Comer by Gavin Mitchell, and Brajeff by Stephen McNichol, with other voices supplied by the cast. The producer was Gus Beattie. Bags, Mags and Bags is a comedy unit production for BBC Radio 4.
Oh, wasn't he fine? Isn't it madness? He won't be mine.
Ooh, that hurts. Next week, Ramesh gets a dose of the green-eyed monster when his fiancée gets close to Lenzie's new hipster butcher.